Just right. So there's quite a few matters arising. So we'll try and move through these quite quickly. John, you were looking at signage for disabled bays in the square.
Yes, it's been requested. Had it requested before last month. It'll be in a list somewhere to be done. I'll try and chase it up, but it's probably not at the top of the priority list, but I will chase it up.
Okay. We have a broken lightning conductor on the Black Watch Memorial as well. That's yours too.
Yeah. Again, I think I haven't had an update since I reported last time around, but they were seeking a replacement. I think maybe some kind of temporary repairs being done. At least I was down there and Val maybe backed me up on that on Sunday and I didn't see any loose wire hanging there. I think it had been some kind of temporary repair or replaced. I'm not sure. I'll find out.
I spoke to Avril Taylor about Action Partnerships and she's happy to cede responsibility for that to you, Mary. You're on mute, Mary.
Yeah. I thought that Karen was possibly going to.
Yeah, so I've asked Karen about that.
Right.
And Karen... I'm happy to concede already. Just attending and doing even like the COVID thing is going to be enough for me with the two kids. Plus, because I've got the D of E role, so I'm happy to concede. And realistically, I feel that would be a good decision.
Well, yes, if I could find out a bit more of what it involves before I finally commit myself.
I can maybe do that. This was in relation to the Community Investment Fund applications, wasn't it?
I think, yes, that's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. I'll speak to you perhaps after the end of the meeting, Mary, if that's okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Thank you. They were looking for names of streets up at Duntium. I spoke to Rob McPherson about it, and it's not a big thing. I think that's all in hand already.
I think it's been decided it's going to be Croft View.
Okay.
Sorry. My dog.
And they've named a street up there after Councillor Ian Campbell as well. That's a good thing to have. The multi-sports festival is obviously past us now. It's quite a big event. It seemed to work well, but I know there was somebody badly injured. So I'm not sure what the outcome of that was. Does anybody know? But otherwise, I think it seemed to work pretty well. And I think it's a good reflection on Aberfeldy. A tap is going to take place shortly on the 19th. I think we're probably said all we have to say about a tap. So they'll be through Aberfeldy quite quickly in the morning and then we'll be free of them. I don't think there's anything else to say on that.
If I could just something, I would have to say I did look at the map for this and the length of the road closures in the morning are longer than we were led to believe. I have emailed ETAP to ask what the situation is, but I haven't had the response back yet. But whereas we were kind of told around about 9:30, I think it's the back of 10, maybe 10:30. I'll need to have another wee look at them. So that may cause some angst amongst the farming community and such like, because it wasn't supposed to be as long as that. But I'll let you know if I get a response back.
Okay, thank you, John. So we'll go through most of these, okay. The other thing is we discussed having this evening as a blended meeting, so part in the town hall and part online. I met with Corrado Mila, who's a technical wizard with Heartland Radio. We looked at the town hall and we looked at what technology we would need. We came to the conclusion that it was probably a high risk for us doing a community council meeting. So the signal Corrado picked up, he thought it was a little bit marginal. And he thought that if we were trying to have a meeting in the town hall and broadcasting it to people who weren't there, that the link was probably like to come and go quite a little bit. And we probably would have spent more time worrying about the technology than the meeting. So I took cold feet and pulled the plug on it very quickly. And I suggested that we just have the meeting this evening online because it allows Ramsey and others to attend where otherwise they may not be able to attend. So I guess the question for community councillors in particular is, what should we do in October? Should we continue just online, or should we just go back to the, should we go back to the town hall? The technology to do a blended meeting is quite significant, I think. That would be quite a big step for us. And, you know, we would need somebody to help us. We would need cameras. It's not as simple as what, you know, it might be.
You would also have to consider the capacity for a meeting, I think. I'm not sure.
Is that still ongoing?
Well, given that the spread of the virus is certainly increasing again, I would think you would probably have to, you know, watch distance and wear masks, for instance.
Yeah, but I mean, 60,000 a football match, I think we could have maybe 10, 20, 30 people in the town hall.
In the main hall, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just throwing that into the hat.
Well, I understand, but I just think 60,000 people, and we're talking about, you know, little people, but...
Well, I don't go to football matches for that very reason.
Neither do I. Exactly.
The likelihood is would there would just be 10 or a dozen of us, but it allows people like Ramsay and or Alistair or a few other people to attend when otherwise that's difficult to do that. So the easy thing to do in October would just be to keep going as we're doing. I suspect if we did go to the town hall, we would have to abandon the online version of it, which would cut some people off.
Do we have to go with the town hall? Could we not maybe use the church or school even?
Well, the town hall is a traditional place. So the issue is, can we make the technology work so that we can have an actual meeting, but bring in people online as well?
Jamie Pringle does a lot in the church with cameras, etc.
Tell me.
I'm sure he's done a service for Neil in there with all his technology. He's very good at that sort of thing.
Yeah, Jamie Pringle.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I could ask him if he's prepared to help us.
Yeah, or I could do it if you like, because I'll be seeing him anyway.
Would you be able to do that, Val? That would be
good. Yeah, yeah.
What I want to, if we're having a meeting, I want to be in a position where I can chair the meeting. I don't want to be thinking about the technology in the background. So that's what I'm very wary of. So we need someone to give us a hand with it.
So would you be quite up for it being in the church?
Yeah, we could try that if that works.
Right, I'll get back to you.
Certainly as a trial or pilot, I can't see any harm done to try it even in more than one location.
I think we should show willing and try and have a go with it. So we have Lorraine has just joined us, and Bill Bruce has just joined us as well. Welcome, Bill. Welcome, Lorraine.
Sorry, I was just back from work, just in the door.
That's okay. You were spotted. Right, I think that's all that matters arising.